Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps, and thanks.
We've been occasionally featuring some poetry inspired by or reflecting nature on our program over the last few weeks. Today we have two poets. We'll hear Ross Gay reading his poem Redbud. But first, here's Natasha Trethewey with Lyman.
It began for me one day hearing a woodpecker outside of my house and how that sound carried me to another place, a place in memory in which I recalled my mother doing some domestic work out in the yard. And what's interesting to me about this poem was the discovery of a word I hadn't known. And a lyman is the actual threshold of a door, but it's also the threshold to an emotional or psychological state. This is lyman. All day I've listened to the industry of a single woodpecker worrying the catalpa tree just outside my window. Hard at his task, his body is a hinge, a door knocker to the cluttered house of memory in which I can almost see my mother's face. She is there again, beyond the tree, its slender pods and heart-shaped leaves, hanging wet sheets on the line, each one a thin white screen between us. So insistent is this woodpecker, I'm sure he must be looking for something else, not simply the beetles and grubs inside, but some other gift the tree might hold. All day he's been at work, tireless, making the green hearts flutter.
I grew up in the Northeast, and for some reason I never saw redbuds, and I'm not sure how much they are around there, but where I am now in Indiana, there's just a ton of redbuds, and they call them Judas trees out here, and they're so beautiful. Ode to the redbud. You trillion hallelujahs, you jump up silly and scream, you luscious, you luminous, you firebrand blazing, you sugar knot and swagger, you bird hive, you TNT, you bloodstreams, thousand tongues, you hemoglobin tumble and gut throttle, you teeth dragged across a scapula, you pelvic, you pushing down and howling up, you florid muscle of the mouth and pink house, you slick dream and holler machine, you lap for washing my face clean.
As well as writing poetry, Ross Gay teaches creative writing at Indiana University at Bloomington. Natasha Trethewey is a professor of English at Emory University, where she also holds the Phyllis Wheatley Distinguished Chair in Poetry. Coming up, E.O. Wilson's novel observations on society, both ours and ants. That's just ahead on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.